Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
It's the 46th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breeds Bull Sale, Saturday, February 3rd, 12:15 in the Red Barn Arena, 1 mile south of Cheyenne. More than 55 bulls of excellent quality from well-known western Oklahoma cattlemen will be available. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366, or Ryan Long, 580-339-1919. Roger Mills County, Cattlemen's Association, All Breeds Bull Sale.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Market coming up on Thursday, January 25th. It'll be seen live on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on SLA TV. That's Dish Network Channel 997. They'll be offering 38,740 head on Thursday, January 25th. If you got questions, call them 800-422-2117. And, of course, check out the videos and more details of the lots being sold at SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, at the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association's annual policy meeting, Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with the executive director of the Oklahoma Broadband Authority, Mike Sanders. They're talking about improving access to rural broadband in Oklahoma.
It wasn't easy at first, because when I first walked in day one at the Oklahoma Broadband office, we didn't even have high-speed internet. And I say that jokingly now, because where we were and where we are is a 180-degree difference. We have a tremendous board. We have built capacity. We put in the right policies and procedures to make sure that rural Oklahoma, predominantly rural Oklahoma, there was a need for just not the last few years. We're talking decades of those that have been underserved and unserved. Actually, unserved first and then underserved second. This is a rural issue, and being a former rural legislator, I knew intimately the issues and challenges that rural Oklahoma sometimes is up against. But I will tell you, in our last 9 months of putting in the policies and administering all this federal money, we're going to have some very good news coming very, very, very soon. Love to talk to you more about that when those announcements are made. But the issue is, we have got to make sure that we close that digital divide. There are nearly 600,000 Oklahomans who do not have high-speed internet. That must change, and that will change, because we've got the right people and the right policies in place to make sure we make that change here for Oklahoma. And I'm excited to be part of that.
Economic development will be another benefit of serving Oklahomans in need of high-speed internet, Sanders said, because rural communities need that connection to grow and do business in today's world. Well, the Federal Reserve Board has released its January 2024 Beige Book, which is basically a summary of its commentary on the current economic conditions in each Federal Reserve district. In the 6th District of Atlanta, low cattle supply led to higher cattle prices, but consumers are substituting less expensive proteins and preventing full pass-through of prices. In the 8th District, that's near St. Louis, ongoing drought continues to affect livestock and crop conditions. 9th District of Minneapolis shows conditions unchanged, while most say farm incomes dropped substantially from last year. And then in Kansas City's 10th District, profits narrowed during the past year as commodity prices moderated, particularly hard in areas hit by drought. Drought conditions continue to recede in the 11th District of Dallas, Texas, as soil moisture improves and crop production prospects look a little bit better for this year. Conditions in San Francisco's 12th District were solid in agriculture and resources-related sectors, with robust yields and inventories of various products. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.